The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Pamela, to the lawn. Spring lawn care, of course, gets all the attention. Fall, though, is really the make it or break it season for grass.
That's true. And a lot of people don't realize that. But fall is the important time. And, you know, I got to say, in our households, my husband loves his lawn. So I've been hearing all about the fall lawn care that has to get done.
Oh, there you go. So you can impart some of that knowledge he passed along to our listeners now. What should we be doing this time of year besides listening to, you know, our spouses go on about the lawn?
Well, several things. A very important thing is aeration. Now, aeration gives your lawn a breather in autumn and provides room for new grass to spread without competition from your spring weeds. So lawn aeration, what that does is it pulls 2 to 8 inch soil plugs out of the ground, leaving holes that allow water, air, and nutrients to reach those grass roots. It also lets new seed germinate in a cool, moist environment. It reduces your water runoff, and it's going to control that thatch buildup where you get that really, really super tight, thick grass. You want to do it in spring and fall if you've got a lot of activity on your lawn, like kids playing around. And also if you have hard clay soil, they need to be aerated more often than your looser, sandy soil.
Okay, so what kind of tool do I need for this?
Well, you can do it a number of ways. There's a hand aerating tool that looks kind of like a pitchfork with hollow tines, but that's really labor intensive, so it's best to use for small sections of grass. Of course, it's the cheapest option because it's just about $20 for one of those tools. They also have gas-powered aerating machines. You can rent them for $15 to $25 an hour. They're about the size of a big lawnmower, and they're good for working your entire lawn. Some places they're called core aerators. They're heavy, though, so plan ahead in terms of transportation and getting it to your house, and help getting it off the truck if you rent one. And you want to allow that 2 to 4 hours to aerate an average quarter-acre suburban lot. And depending on the size of your property, professional aeration, which might be the best way to go, costs about $150.
Okay. When do you do this? When do you aerate?
The best time to do it is after the first frost has killed weeds, but before the ground gets too hard. So it's a good idea to spread grass seed after you aerate. So you want to make sure you're still able to water your lawn for 2 weeks after you aerate, plant the seeds, you know, to help the seeds germinate.
Okay. Now, seeding is another good thing to do in the fall, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, as I've referenced. So then the reason it's good to do in the fall is because turf roots grow vigorously in fall and winter. So the bottom part of the grass is growing really heartily at that point. You want to splurge on the good stuff. Say $55 for 15 pounds of Kentucky bluegrass seed, because it really does a great job of resisting drought, disease, and insects. The inexpensive seed bags you see, you know, say $35 for 15 pounds, they're often going to contain a lot of hollow husks, some weed seeds, which you don't want, and annual ryegrass seed, which grows until the first frost and then, you know, kind of drops over dead. So you want to water your new seeds every day for 10 to 20 days until they germinate. That part is really important. Otherwise, you know, your seeding will go to waste.
Okay. I'm aerating. I'm seeding. What else am I doing?
You're watering. You're also fertilizing. You need to fertilize.
Ah.
Now, doing this before the first frost is really going to help your grass survive a winter and encourage lots of spring lushness on your lawn. Who doesn't love a lush lawn? Plus, it's just fun to say, lush lawn, right? So if your state allows it, you want to get fertilizer that's high in phosphorus, say 10% to 15%, because that's critical for root growth. Now, some states ban phosphorus-rich fertilizers because it's not the best thing for the watershed, so you need to look into that. If you're in one of those areas where you can't use phosphorus fertilizer, then look for nitrogen-rich fertilizers, which promote shoot and root growth. Check with your local extension service to see what regulations apply in your area. They should be able to tell you.
Okay. One final tip before we go, and not because I'm trying to rush you, but I've got to get out and aerate.
You're excited about that now, aren't you?
I am.
So you can use your fall leaves as compost for your lawn and garden. It's a really economical thing to do. Helps you get rid of all those leaves. They're low-cost mulch that insulates roots from frigid temperatures, so it's great because they hold moisture in the ground, too, which is good for plant health in the winter. So you just rake or blow your leaves, you know, into your garden beds. It saves you having to bag them. You can mound them around the base of shrubs and trees, and you can quicken the decomposition of them by running the leaves through a shredder or running over them with a mower. A mulching blade only costs about $10. That attaches to your mower, and it will grind the leaves even finer for you. We've got much more on mulch, compost, and lush lawns at houselogic.com/radio.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of houselogic.com.